Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen in Farmington, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Farmington Farmers basketball team.
Yeah!
Excellent. Let's meet the Farmington Farmers boys basketball team.
Jack Fletcher, forward, number 00.
Nick Johnson, forward, number 41.
Eric Higgs, guard, number 33.
Jane Rutledge, guard, number 31.
Dylan Hayden, guard, number 5.
Blake Springer, number 32, point guard.
Alejandro Merrill, guard, number 3.
Joel Claybaugh, manager. What's up?
James Whitaker, number 42, center.
Bailey Barton, forward, number 5.
Dalton Powell, guard, number 20.
Alex Clark, guard, number 22.
Ben Burns, guard, number 31.
Hayden Brott, guard, number 4. Blake Mattson, guard, number 24.
Lucas Bress, guard, number 24.
Coe Jansen, post, number 14.
Jared DePriest, number 30, forward.
Jacob Uraz, number 11, guard.
Jed Anderson, guard, number 12.
Phil Anderson, number 42, forward.
Ben Martin, forward, number 44.
Jeff Otto is the head coach of this week's FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week. Good to be back here, Coach. Haven't seen you since the end of last year, but you've got another great team here.
Well, as I told you guys when you came in, I was wondering if we were going to get to see you guys this year. It has been a good season. Lots of things that have gone well for us, and we're excited to be where we're at. Big game tomorrow night against Brimfield, but sitting here at 21-5, it feels pretty good right now.
Yeah, I would guess the highlight of the season probably that win over Peoria Quest when they were number one and undefeated.
Well, that was one of the highlights. Yes, we've had some other games that we've looked at, the couple that we've had against the Illini Bluffs, and some games that we've played over in the holiday tournament at Macomb. But yes, certainly one of the highlights, just because of it's starting to become a little bit of a rivalry, I think, when we get to play them. We just it seems like we've stepped up the last couple years playing them. So obviously one of the bigger games, but we've got some bigger games as we look forward to. So that's what we're kind of wanting to see, you know, those big games, that atmosphere, as we get ready to head into regionals next weekend.
Yeah, you're 21-5, but I think your team probably doesn't have to worry about overconfidence. You dropped a tough one in overtime to Monmouth Roseville earlier this week, so maybe ahead of the regionals, that's a good reminder to these guys that, hey, you got to bring it for four quarters every night.
Well, people say that there are good losses. If you talk to a coach, there's never a good loss. But maybe something that, as you said, you'd rather have it happen now than in the regionals. Learn a lesson that you can overcome now. But that's right. And Monmouth played well, did a lot of nice things, and exposed some of our weaknesses. So those are things that we got to take a look at and make sure we clean up for next week.
Tell us about this team. Who's your leaders, and tell us a little bit about the guys.
Well, it starts with Eric Higgs on the offensive end. You know, he's averaging about 25 a game, so it's nice to have a guy like that to depend on when you're not hitting shots. And he did not shoot the ball great the other night, but he still had 21 points. So, and then the other guys, when you look around, other leaders that have really stepped up this year, Judd Anderson, who was a great leader for me the last 2 years, running the point, has really played well defensively and consistently. Probably our most consistent player, very mentally tough. And in your point guard, that's what you got to have. I depend on him for a lot of things. And you got Jake Uraz, who's really started to step it up on the offensive end. Can bother people with his length out on the perimeter defending. He's quick enough to stay with other guards. But it's been really the games that we've played well. It's been a really total team effort. You can go back to the Quest games and in the IB games that we've played, 9-10 guys who've stepped up, come off the bench, and give us quality minutes when they're out there. So, you know, inside presence with Jared DePriest and Therrell Anderson, and then, you know, a consistent defender and a good passer, underrated, is Dylan Hayden. But that probably doesn't surprise anybody, since he was a good passer on the football field.
Yeah, and speaking of which, this is just a good athletic group of kids. I mean, they've got great success in football and other sports.
Well, the thing that you look at is the success that you have carries over. I've talked to a lot of different coaches. You look at other programs, and like DMAC, for example, they've had some success in football and won a state championship, and they've knocked off some teams that you kind of look at and say, that kind of surprised me. They've knocked off Quest, they've knocked off Tremont. So I think that success that you have in football or in other sports carries over into other sports. You know how to win. It's not just about basketball. It's that mentality, that mental toughness that you know how to win. You know how to come back on people. You know how to compete at a high level.
And you guys had a tough finish to the season last year in basketball. You did it with some guys that weren't healthy, and I know that's a big key for you to try and stay healthy here.
Well, that's always the key. That's the key for everybody. I mean, you look around, that's something that can happen at any time to anybody, and so that's why it's so important to, at this time of the year, your role players have got to be confident in what they're doing, and you've got to give them reason to keep working in practice. So you've got to make sure you get them out on the court, keep them fresh, keep them working, and make sure that those guys are ready when they get their opportunity.
Yeah. And of course, Hometown Heroes is not only success, but also success in voting and fans, and I know you wanted to give a shout out to some folks that really went to bat for you.
Absolutely. This wouldn't have happened without Mary Lou Anderson in our cafeteria. She was going around to the game on Tuesday night asking people for signatures and votes. She's been running them through the lunch lines and the junior and the high school. So we have to absolutely make sure we say thank you to Mary Lou.
Yeah. And it's cool because these kids deserve it. We would have hated to have a whole year and not gotten down here, so it's good to be here.
Well, the thing that is, as I say about this group to everybody, they really are a good group of kids. So it's nice when you see things like this happen, the positives that they get recognized for. So great for them, and I think really deserving for a group of young men that we have.
Good to see you again, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for coming, and we appreciate it, and we hope to see you again next year.
All right, Jeff Otto. He's the head coach of the Farmington Farmers, or the FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Let's go. Farmers on three.
One, two, three, Farmers!